Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, or EmpowerRadio.com. And starting today, I'd like to welcome CoCreatorNetwork.com to the lineup of fabulous online radio stations who are syndicating this show. So you can find links to their sites at my website, spiritualshow.com, and you can also reach them directly at their own websites, and you can hear me anytime, podcasts, all of that. Check me out anytime, day or night. You can listen from anywhere in the world. Isn't technology fantastic? I love it. So today we were supposed to have Bethann Elion, author of Memoirs of the Bathtub Psychic, and she hasn't called in yet. So I know she told me she just had dental surgery, and so I have a feeling she might be kind of out of it. I saw her post on Twitter that she was going to be on tonight instead of this morning. So I think maybe they've got her on some good painkillers. So hopefully Bethann is doing all right. And who knows, maybe she'll call in a few minutes late. Clocks can be out of sync around here. So I'm really glad that you're with me today. And first of all, I do have some lovely prizes from Sage Natural Wellness to give away on the air today. So I am going to give you the cue to call for that sometime later, sometime in the show. So listen intently for your cue to call. And of course, that would be if you're in Vancouver and you can come out to the University of British Columbia campus to pick it up. So I'm going to play some music. And what I'd like to do today, if Bethann doesn't call in within the next few minutes, is I'd like to have a discussion about the law of attraction. And that is, of course, if you're willing to call in or email your questions, you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And you can also Twitter me, twitter.com/spiritualshow. So if you have a question or a comment about the law of attraction, feel free to call in. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Have you had success using the law of attraction? Have you or have been disappointed with the results? I want to hear all sides of the story because the law of attraction is something that I have been experiencing in my own life. And I kind of, before the movie The Secret and before Abraham Hicks was famous, I mean, they've been around for like 20 plus years, but before they were widely known, I'd been practicing the law of attraction for years, but I didn't know it was called the law of attraction. So, positive thinking, whatever you want to call it. And I actually found that I had more success with it when I was just using it as just like, you know, look on the bright side, focus on what you want, instead of this whole almost religion of the law of attraction. And I think that that kind of sets people up for a little bit more disappointment. So what's your opinion on that? Give us a call at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, or you can email your comments to spiritualshow@gmail.com or Twitter me, spiritualshow. So I'm going to play a song here by Stuart St. John. Now, Stuart St. John, if you're new to this show, then you might not know who he is. He wrote the music for the Abraham Hicks children's book series, Sarah, the one with the owl. And it's like the set of books on CD, and he wrote the music for that. And he was on the show, and he provided me with some fabulous music to play for you. So here he is, Cloud Walking with Stuart St. John on CITR. Welcome back. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. So I hope you're having a fabulous Friday. It is Sparkle Friday. We've talked about that on the show before. So happy Sparkle Friday. Hope you put on some sparkles or whatever makes you feel sparkly inside and present that to the world today for Sparkle Friday. So today is the last-minute change to the lineup. We're going to talk about the Law of Attraction. So have you had a success with the Law of Attraction? Have you had some challenges? Do you not even know what the Law of Attraction is? Give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. Or you can tweet me on Twitter. My name there is Spiritual Show as well. So I was watching, okay, I have struggled up and down with the Law of Attraction myself. And, you know, they say when you're doing really good, when you're doing really well, everything kind of goes well and flows. And when you're not doing well, it kind of piles up. And however you're doing and however you're feeling, you kind of get more of that. So the other day I was talking with someone about the Law of Attraction and how I was just getting really frustrated with it because I was like, you know, if this stuff really works, then why, you know, I put forth the effort, I think positively as much as possible. I mean, I certainly slip up at times like everyone. But, you know, I feel like I've been fairly consistent with the use of the Law of Attraction and with the use of my focus and focusing on what I want. And I don't, when I start looking at the results, I kind of question, well, why isn't this working? And so I was talking about that with a friend and I was saying how, you know, if it really works, then why aren't all these people that I talk with about the Law of Attraction, why aren't they all millionaires? Why aren't they all, you know, lottery winners or whatever? And then within like an hour or two later, I turned on this show, How the Lottery Changed My Life. And I like to watch it because my friend Bunky Bartlett, who was on the show over a year ago or about a year ago, he was on the show. He won $82.5 or $83.5 million in the Mega Millions jackpot, and he's a Wiccan priest. So I had him on the show, and he's been on the How the Lottery Changed My Life. So I kind of like to keep up with it now, and they're playing it every week. So I turned it on, and first person who was interviewed was this woman, Cynthia Stafford, I believe is her name. And if you know her, please let me know. Please contact her and let her know that I'd love to have her on the show. The first thing she said is, I won $212 million in the lottery, and I did it through like meditation, and I wrote it on a piece of paper, put it under my pillow, and like 100% through just positive thinking and believing that it would happen. Just an hour after I had been talking about how, you know, this must be BS because nobody I know that's close to me has won the lottery and like a jackpot or anything like that. So it's kind of interesting. It felt like a little nod from the universe to say, hey, you know, maybe you don't know everything that you think you know. So what was your experience with the Law of Attraction? Give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I think I might play some Abraham Hicks clips from YouTube if I can find them in time. Again, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I am kind of winging this show today because the guest who was supposed to be on didn't call in, so unfortunately, but I hope that you're enjoying the show and enjoying the discussion about the Law of Attraction, as well as the fabulous music that we have here. So the next song that I'm going to play is, it's from Walking the Cobra, Vocal Meditations on the Chakras, and it's by Baird Hersey, and he generously sent in three of his fabulous CDs, and I think you're really going to like this song. Which song is it that I'm playing now? It is First Chakra, Box of Red Earth. And this is all vocalizations, so I hope you enjoy it.
Long. humans care for, what can be done for yourself.
Promoting their latest album in the ever-expanding universe, the Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Canadian band The Most Serene Republic with Seattle's Grand Archives. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, September 26th. Doors at 7, show at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, and starting today, CoCreatorNetwork.com. That's C-O with a hyphen, CreatorNetwork.com. And so I really want to thank all of these fabulous radio stations for syndicating this show. I love the fact that it is around the world in over 60 countries across the globe, which is amazing. I get emails from people in India. I know there are people in Africa who listen, Japan, all over the world, everywhere you can imagine. So thank you to all those radio stations, and thanks to you for listening and tuning in every week and sending in your emails and your wonderful show ideas. If you want to get on the air today and talk about the law of attraction, whether you have something positive to say about it, something negative, something in the middle, whatever comment that you have about the law of attraction, feel free to give me a call today at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I want to create an open discussion, because it's been my experience with the law of attraction that if you get people who believe that it's true and believe that it is a real thing, they're so focused on being positive, which is fantastic, but on when you're needing some guidance and you're needing some advice, maybe you're kind of disbelieving it for a moment, it's difficult to find. For myself, it's difficult to find people who are willing to have an open discussion and not necessarily focus just on the negative, but to be able to take the negative and the positive and intelligently discuss it and understand it and just really get into the nitty-gritty of it. And that's really what I love to do. So if you have a comment about the law of attraction, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Now, Abraham Hicks, who they're one of the most famous law of attraction teachers, Esther Hicks channels the group Consciousness Abraham. They have a new book out, and I think it's just arrived in Canada. It's called The Vortex, and they have a little clip here on YouTube, so I'm going to play that in just a moment. Now, if you're interested in purchasing The Vortex, you can certainly get it at any bookstore, and you can also get it from my website, spiritualshow.com. So definitely check out my website if you'd like to order your books online, because there is a little link when you click on the Vortex banner on my website, spiritualshow.com, you actually have a chance through the Hay House website to get some free gifts and also a chance to win an all expense paid trip to see Abraham Hicks. I believe it's in Washington, D.C. I could be wrong, but I think that's where it's at. So you can enter that contest, and I think you can still enter that contest no matter where you bought your books. So if you're interested in that material, feel free to check out my website. Again, that is spiritualshow.com. So here is Esther Hicks channeling Abraham, speaking about the vortex. Oh, it's just loading up. Hang on a second. Whatever you ask for is given.
And so imagine this source energy, let's call it God, you usually do. This source energy who is the consensus of what everyone, even one-celled organisms, have been asking for that would be best for them. Can you imagine a more equal opportunity? Can you imagine anything being more right than for there to be a holder of all requests and a pushing against nothing? An environment where what you ask for is always given? And if you can stay with us just a little bit, imagine an environment, even a physical environment, which is really about as far as you can imagine, and that's fine. Imagine a physical environment where everyone is making their personal and important, valid request from where they stand, from whatever just happened. And when they ask for whatever it is, they get it. And then we just want to remind you that every single thing that any of you have ever asked for or ever will ask for is for one reason only. You think you will feel better in the having of it. In other words, what you're asking for is alignment. What you're asking for is harmony. What you're asking for is wholeness. What you're asking for is the validation of that which is source of the goodness of that which is you. So imagine a society where billions of people are asking, and source is holding for each of them the equivalent of what they're asking for. Only in this physical environment that we are describing, these billions have been working for alignment with who they are. And so when they ask, they don't doubt if they will receive. They don't worry. They don't feel competition of others. They don't squabble over resources. They don't push against others. They don't try to make others wrong so that they can be right. They just ask and receive. And we want you to step back far enough with us to understand that no matter how it looks to you in any moment in time, that's really what's going on. You all are out here asking, and source is answering what you're asking for. And the whole of humanity, the whole of all that isness, is becoming more as a result of your fantastic participation here. The reason that we are here talking with you is because you've summoned us. But we're not here to try to get you to change what you're asking for. We just want you to understand the process. We just want you to understand the valid platform on which you stand and the perfection of this environment as it exists. We just want you to understand that everything is working out just the way we all knew it would, and that as the contrast inspires you to the new request, that future generations will benefit by the new requests that you are putting there. In other words, every new generation benefits by what the generation before struggled with. You acknowledge that. We just want you to understand that you don't have to croak or be the new generation in order to experience the benefit. You get to ask, and you get to be the receiver of what you've been asking for. But you got to understand how this game is played. You've got to understand the laws of the universe. You've got to understand the two vibrational aspects of you. You've got to be willing to move in the direction of what you want and no longer continue to beat the drum of what caused you to ask for it to begin with. In other words, when you are struggling with money, you're asking all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day for more money. But as you continue to beat the drum of I don't have enough, and it's not fair that he's got too much, and somebody should do something about it, and it's not being evenly proportioned, and there are too many people that are taking too big of a slice of the pie, and there are not enough of us getting enough pieces of the pie, as you are beating those drums, you are depriving yourself of the vibrational attitude that is necessary for you to get what you've been asking for. So your fortune just keeps amassing. We've been calling this your vibrational reality. We've been calling it your vibrational escrow. Your vibrational fortune, and it's not just a vibrational fortune, it's a real fortune that will manifest. Your fortune is being held for you in this vibrational bank, so to speak, and nobody has access to it but you. Nobody can get in there and take your escrow. But you know what happens with so many of you? You don't get in there and receive it either. You stand on the outside of it and complain about not having it when you're the only one who can get in there where it is. And we want you to understand that this in there where it is this vibrational escrow. It's a vibrational reality, and we're going to call it the vortex. The vortex of well-being that you have created for yourself. You put some of it there before you were even born into this body. You've put much of it there since you got there, and everything that life has caused you to ask for is there. Not just waiting for you. It's there with law of attraction's response to it. Each and every request that you put there, law of attraction is responding to. And there is a veritable vortex, and we are emphasizing the vortex because we want you to feel the magnetic quality of it. We want you to understand that when you ask for something, everything that is necessary for the fulfillment of this that you have asked for is being summoned to it. All cooperative components. So when you ask for a lover of a certain stature, a lover of a certain look, a lover of a certain attitude, a lover of a certain financial condition, a lover of a certain love, a lover, when you ask for a lover, that lover is there, that lover is summoned, and every component that you've asked for has been summoned to this vortex, and it is there All cooperative components have been summoned. The question that this workshop wants to ask and help you answer is, are you a cooperative component? Are you cooperative enough that you are being drawn into your own vortex where all your lovers are, where your money is, where your answers are, where your clarity is, where your vitality is, where all that you have become vibrationally is? Or are you an ornery holdout? Beating the drum of, I've been asking so long and it never comes to me and I'm getting tired of looking and all the good ones are taken. And it's really not fair, and my friend has a lover and she isn't worthy of the lover that she's got. She doesn't treat him right, and yet there they are together, and I would be such a wonderful lover, but I don't have a lover, 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 I don't have a lover. And we say, yes, you do. You've got a lover. It's done. You got a lover, you're just not where your lover is. Your lover's over there in love. Your lover's over there with all the other cooperative components. Your lover will wait forever for you because the universe has the ability to keep putting a new lover in the place till you get ready. A new lover in the place. Well, that one went. Oh, a new lover in the place. Whoop, that one went. A new lover in the place. A steady stream of lovers is making their way to your vortex on the rare occasion that you might get in the vortex, you see. But you gotta wanna be in there. You gotta wanna be in there more than anything else. You gotta wanna be in there more than complaining. You gotta wanna be in there more than validating. You gotta wanna be in there more than being right. Because often you are so right about the wrongness that you are focused upon. You are so right. You've got evidence. You've got emails. You have other bloggers. You have evidence of the wrongdoing that you are using as your justification not to go in the vortex. When you get in the vortex, you don't feel up in arms about others. When you're in the vortex, you're in this magical swirl of all things working out for you. And there are so many people who have discovered what that is. And they are people who have learned to talk about what they want, not about what they don't want. They are people who have learned to praise rather than criticize. They are people who have learned to be optimistic rather than pessimistic. They are people who have trained themselves thought by thought into the vortex. And that's really what we're talking about. For you to be the immediate beneficiaries of the escrow that you have lined up for yourself, you have to become a vibrational match to it. That's what it's all about. So, what do you want to talk about? We see you've come with nothing. But we're going to have a wonderful day of unfolding.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
To Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and I want to thank you for listening today to my 100% totally winging it show. So I hope you're enjoying it. This is a last minute change. We're talking about the law of attraction today. Your successes, your failures, your opinions, negative, positive, whatever they are, call me 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC. CITR, or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com, or you can message me on Twitter. I'm Spiritual Show there as well. So I'm going to play another song by Stuart St. John. First of all, if you were just tuning in halfway through that recording I was playing earlier, that was Esther Hicks channeling Abraham, and she was talking about the vortex. Now, the vortex is also the name of Esther and Jerry Hicks' new book, and essentially what the vortex is, they used to call it your stream, you know, flowing downstream. It's kind of the same. It's just a different analogy, a different way of looking at it. But the vortex is like where all the good stuff is, where everything that you're desiring is. And it was interesting how she mentioned, are you an Henri? What was it? She used the word about, you know, beating the drum of, oh, my stuff's not coming. Where is it? Blah, blah, blah. This blows. And so, yeah, I have to confess, that's how I was feeling the other day. And I did tell the story earlier about how I was just talking about it, and then I saw a show on TV that totally just clicked, and I was like, oh yeah, so thanks for the reminder, universe. So again, Esther and Jerry Hicks and the Law of Attraction in general talks about focusing on what you want instead of focusing on what you don't want. And as she was saying earlier about how when you're asking for money, when you're feeling like you're not abundant, and money, it could be anything, health, relationship, a new job, whatever. But when you're asking for money, it's coming, you know, these thoughts are all day long. Where's the money? I don't have enough money. How am I going to pay my Visa bill? How am I going to pay my cell phone bill? Where's the money for the rent coming? Yada, 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 yada. And it's constant, constant, constant. It's, I think especially anything to do that's really important in your life, like money or health. You know, if you're feeling sick all the time, you might be focused on like, God, I feel so bad. Why do I feel so awful? And all of this, you know, and it's totally understandable that you would be thinking that way because you feel awful or you're worried about, you know, how you're going to pay your rent this month or your mortgage or your car's about to get repossessed or whatever. So, I mean, it's totally natural that you would be focused on that and worried about that. But the thing is that the more energy you put towards focusing on how am I going to get this money? I have no money. Oh, how am I going to get better? I'm so sick all the time. I feel rotten. I feel old or whatever it is, you know, focusing on how bad you're feeling and how worried you are and how little money you have or how whenever the last time you had a date was maybe 2 years ago or whatever, focusing on that negative frame of mind isn't going to help you to feel better. And I think sometimes my challenge is that, you know, with the Law of Attraction, I think that people get really into it and they put all of their hopes and all of their expectations into the Law of Attraction and think, oh, if I just think positively, then, you know, my whole life is going to turn around. And, you know, it's not a guarantee, because I can tell you that I have done the positive thinking and there's still challenges that are going to happen. And even when the things in you, in your life start rolling and you start getting the things that you want, there's always going to be something more that you want, because that's part of human nature. That's part of the expanding universe, is there's always that new goal to have. So that's why it's really important to be happy in the moment, to appreciate what you have. You know, you might not have enough money to pay your Visa bill this month, but you do have enough money to put food on the table. Well, try and focus on the fact that you are so fortunate that you are not starving or eating out of a dumpster or wandering the streets or whatever. Whatever it is, you know, we here in North America, and anyone who's listening to this show either has a radio or a computer even, you know, we are so much more wealthy than a large portion of the world. A large majority of the world makes like what, less than $1 or $2 a day. And so even with all of our financial problems, there is a space that we can get to where we can be appreciative of what we have. We can be appreciative of the family that we have, or if you don't have family, maybe the friends that you have, or just the fact that you have a roof over your head. You know, a lot of people don't have that. Maybe they sleep on a dirt floor. And so there's always an opportunity to focus on the positive and to focus on how fortunate you are. And so I just want to get that across today. I don't want to tell you, oh, if you just wish for what you're going to have, it's going to come to you. I hope that it does. I can't guarantee that. But what I can guarantee is that if you're focused on feeling good and you're focused on that gratitude place, that place of thankfulness, that number one, things are going to be easier for you. Things are going to come to you much more easily than if you're in a negative mindset. Just because when you're feeling positive, you glow, you're magnetized to other people. People want to talk to you, want to be around you. If you're grouchy and ornery, either no one's going to want to talk to you, or you're attracting those people that are negative or are going to prey on you or are going to piss you off, you know? And I mean, everybody's woken up on the wrong side of the bed one day and just, you know, every person they come into contact with is cutting them off in traffic or just being rude and annoying. But when you wake up feeling good, notice how different it is. Notice how people might smile at you walking down the street, or you might get a phone call from someone giving you an opportunity that you probably wouldn't get if you were feeling negative. So that's the general gist of what I want to get across today. So what's your opinion on the law of attraction? And what kind of successes or failures have you had? What kind of expectations are you hoping to get from the law of attraction? I'm going to play another song by Stuart St. John. First of all, also, I want to thank again CoCreatorNetwork.com. They are broadcasting this show live today for the first time. So if you're listening on CoCreatorNetwork.com, hi, welcome new listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Or you might also be listening on CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, CITR.ca, or right here in Vancouver, Canada, 101.9 FM on the radio. So here is Stuart St. John, and he is looking for financial backers. I talked to him couple months ago, and he's wanting to do a film about, I'm not exactly sure what it's about, but I think it's to do with the law of attraction. It's to do with spirituality. I think it might be a children's film. I'm not sure, but you'd have to contact him, I believe, because his background is through Hanna-Barbera. He's got a lot of experience with cartoons and doing scripts and scores for cartoons and movies. So he is looking for investors. And if you're interested in that, if you're listening and that's something that interests you, you can contact him at StuartStJohnLight.com. That's Stuart stjohnlight.com. So here he is, and this is his song, Magnificent Planet Earth, on Synchronicity. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and that was Magnificent Planet Earth by Stuart St. John, and you can find him online at stuartstjohnlight.com. You can also listen to podcasts of the show. Find me online at spiritualshow.com, and I just had a call from a listener who is listening from co-creatornetwork.com. So thank you so much for calling in. Hi to everyone who is listening from wherever you're listening from. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for participating in this show and sharing your energy with me. Feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or just email your question, spiritualshow@gmail.com. If you have a question or comment about the law of attraction and you're a little shy to get on the air, feel free to email me, or you can tweet me at spiritualshow on Twitter. And so in a moment, I think I'm going to be giving away the prize pack from Sage Natural Wellness. Now, this is the last prize that I'm going to be giving away from Sage Natural Wellness because they donated a ton of stuff and I've managed to give almost all of it away. So thank you for listening in each week. Thank you for calling in for people who have won the prizes. Thank you to Sage Natural Wellness for generously donating that. And also I want to thank the musicians who've submitted music and given permission for this music to be aired online without having to worry about copyrights. So I really appreciate that. If you would like to have your music played on this show, then you can email me spiritualshow@gmail.com. There's also contact information on my website, so you can always send me music that way. And make sure you just give me some written permission that it's okay with you for me to air your music online and on the radio station without having to worry about copyright issues. So thank you so much to all of the people who have submitted music, and I think I may be playing a little bit more towards the end of the show. We have about 15 minutes left. It's time for another break, so I'm going to give you the cue to call right now. If you're calling from Vancouver, then what you can do is you have to be prepared to come to the University of British Columbia campus. But if you want to win a fabulous prize from Sage Natural Wellness, let's see what I have. I have a number of items here. I have a yoga calming body bar, and it looks like a deodorant stick, but it's actually made of shea butter and it's for moisturizing. It really smells nice. There's also quick study, so if you're going back to school in a few days, you might want to have that. It's a roll-on mental alertness remedy. And I have Eater's Digest here, and that is great for digestion issues. It's just lovely. You're going to love that. And then I have... so that's one prize. And then the second prize is also an Eater's Digest roll-on, a relax stress-relieving remedy. So this is essential oils, and you rub it on your... well, there's directions on the bottle, or you can breathe it in. It has orange, petitgrain, lavender, and vetiver in it. So it's really good for relaxing, and also stress release, tension reducing mist. So if you're going back to school, this could be helpful as well for when studying gets a little bit stressful and you've got exams coming up and whatnot. So if you would like to get one of these two prizes, give me a call right now. Again, you must be able to come to the campus to pick up these prizes. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and I want to thank the people who called in for the Sage Prize Pack. So they're going away with some wonderful, wonderful products. So thank you for calling in. And that means people are listening. Yay! So I hope you're enjoying the show today. Again, it was kind of thrown together at the last minute. If you have a comment or a question about the law of attraction, feel free to tweet me. My name there is Spiritual Show, or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And so we've been talking about the law of attraction, and there's about 10 minutes left in the show. So if you want to get on the air, you got to give me a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Because, once the show ends, Scotty Scenic Drive will be up, and that'll be it for the conversation about the law of attraction. You can also follow me on Twitter. I do post links to topics about the law of attraction, so feel free to contact me that way as well. So I hope that I have addressed some of your questions. And one of the people who called in said that they were enjoying the show because they have been focused on the negative lately, and it's nice to get a different perspective. And you know, we all fall into that trap, I think. Even the most positive people who say that they're positive all the time, everybody gets negative sometimes. Everybody does. Even Esther Hicks, who's been channeling Abraham for 20 plus years, even she has bad days and focuses on the negative. So we're all, none of us are immune to it. And that's one of the things where it's something that you need to keep track of. I mean, it's almost like nutrition and fitness. If you just fall off the wagon and allow yourself to sit around eating Twinkies all day, then you know, things are not probably going to go in the direction that you'd like them to go physically for you. And that's the same with the law of attraction. If you're not mindful of how you're thinking, then you're just going to go into this default mode of whatever happens, you're going to be reacting to it. And that's another thing. If you are new to this show, you might not know about flow dreaming. And my friend Summer McStravick, she is from HayHouseRadio.com. And actually, she's going to be moving to, I think, Contact Talk Radio. She's ending with us with Hay House. So you can find her online at flowdreaming.com. And she teaches the law of attraction in a different way. She teaches something called flow dreaming. And what it is creative visualization, and it's getting yourself, it's more than visualization though, because anyone can visualize. What she does is she gets you to bring up those feelings, because your thoughts are, I mean, we have like something like 60,000 thoughts a day. You can't edit every thought that you have. I mean, sometimes I'm walking around and feeling pretty good, and then I get this like weird thought in my head, and I kind of think like, where the heck did that come from? And I know I'm not the only one, because I do talk to people about these weird thoughts and ask like, is that normal to think that? And it is normal. So I know we all experience these thoughts that just randomly kind of come out of nowhere, because our brain is always looking for things. It's always processing information, and our brains are designed to protect us and keep us safe. So that's one of the things that, I mean, I'm not a scientist, so don't quote me on this, but from what I've read and what I've experienced myself, our brains are designed to protect us. So they're always looking for threats. Our brains are always kind of looking for the negative, because that's its job, is to keep us safe, keep us alive, keep us from the lion or the mugger or the whatever could be potentially out there as a threat. So it's not necessarily your thoughts, although the more you can think positively, the better, but it's really how you're feeling. And when you're feeling badly, you can feel it in your body, and you know that that's also connected to the way you've been thinking. So that is one of the greatest indicators of where you're focusing your attention. It might not be on those random thoughts that are coming into your head. It's on that feeling that's in your, you know, if your chest is feeling tight, or you've got knots in your stomach, or that lump in your throat, you know, you get just before you're about to cry, that's a really good indicator that probably your thoughts aren't focused on what you're wanting. Your thoughts are focused on the things that you're afraid of, the things that you're worried might happen, the things that are bothering you. And the thing is that also, when we focus on what we're worried might happen, most of the time, they're not really things that are going to happen. You know, like if you're worried about money all the time, most of us are fortunate enough that something always falls through, always comes together at the last minute whenever we need money. I mean, we're all still alive. We're all still paying our internet bills so we can listen to this show. So there are positive things that are happening in our life, but our minds, because our brains are programmed to protect us, to always be on the lookout for what might go wrong. So really, the focus is on how you want to feel in your body and how you want to feel in your emotions. So I really love Summer McStravick. She does a really great, I don't know what the word is, but she's just really great. She's really uplifting. Just hearing her voice, at first when I listened to her a couple times, I was like, God, she's so happy. It's like too much for me, you know, like just so peppy and perky. But she, I mean, you listen to her for a while and then you start to feel as good as she's feeling. So I find it really, really inspirational. And I think that you will like her. If you're interested in the law of attraction, if you're interested in feeling better, check her out at flowdreaming.com. And she offers some flow dreams, some free flow dreams on her show. I'm actually going to ask her if maybe she can send me a couple of MP3s that I can play on this show for you sometime in the future. So it's just about time to wrap up here. We have about 3 minutes before Scotty's Scenic Drive comes up. So I think I'm going to end the show with another song. And I really like this Baird Hersey, Walking the Cobra, Vocal Meditations on the Chakras. And he is really great. I mean, it's all vocal. It's just really crazy. And so I think I'm going to play his song if I can get the CD player to work here. And so what I want to tell you is the lineup for next week before I end the show. So I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope that you'll tune in next week. Again, thank you to CoCreatorNetwork.com for airing this show as well, and as well as CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, and this station, CITR.ca and 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Without this station here at the University of British Columbia, I wouldn't be able to bring this show to you, and I think a lot of people find it valuable, and I hope that it's brightening your day. I hope that it's giving you some value for the time that you spend listening to it. I really do appreciate you. I'm really grateful for you, and I just want to let you know how special you are and how loved and appreciated you are in this world. So thank you so much for being with me and sharing this hour with me today. I hope I didn't ramble too much, okay? So thanks for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, John Haynes, author of In Search of Simplicity, will be on the show with some tips to simplify your life so you can enjoy the things that really matter. I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific, and you can check out past shows on podcast at spiritualshow.com and CITR.ca. Up next, Scotty Scenic Drive, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.